Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I am Father Ben, and I am happy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today we celebrate Friday of the fifth week of Lent. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and those who pursue me. O Lord, let me never be put to shame, for I call on you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. O God, who in this season give your Church the grace to imitate devoutly the Blessed Virgin Mary in contemplating the Passion of Christ, grant, we pray, through her intercession, that we may cling more firmly each day to your only begotten Son, and come at last to the fullness of his grace, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance upon him. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, praised be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. The breakers of death surged round about me, the destroying floods overwhelmed me. The cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried out to my God. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because he said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our lectionary does a wonderful job of carefully choosing readings that pair together well, but I feel like this past week has been particularly powerful in terms of scriptural parallels. We've had stories from the Old Testament that are repeated and echoed and even fulfilled in a marvelous way in the gospel passages and the events of Jesus' life. The two that stand out the most to me would have been going back to, I believe it was Monday, we had that borderline scandalous story of Susanna, a woman that was totally innocent, who was approached in an unvirtuous way. And then when she refused her, those evil men, they attempted to persecute her and to illegally testify against her in a court of law and have her killed. They fabricated a terrible, terrible story against her, a slanderous one, and she was about to be killed for this fake crime that never happened. And then God inspired a young man named Daniel to speak up, and through this young man, Susanna was ultimately saved. Then we have this beautiful gospel parallel of the woman caught in adultery, a woman who is guilty, and yet she is saved by our Lord's intervention. And so we have in the first reading an innocent woman who is spared from death, and then we have a guilty woman that is spared from death. On Tuesday, we had this one story of Moses and the Israelites in the desert, and they are all afflicted by this sort of disease from the serpents in the area. And so Moses goes to the Lord and says, Lord, we need help. And the Lord provides a solution. He says, I want you to craft a snake out of bronze and put it on a pole and let the people look upon this, and their illness will be cured. And then our Lord, in the accompanying gospel passage, speaks about how he will be lifted up and how the people will look upon him, and how much healing is facilitated by our looking upon our Lord on the cross. Those are my two favorites. I know the other stories were also seen as very powerful parallels, but for the sake of time, I'm going to jump to today. Today is another very powerful parallel between the prophet Jeremiah and then the experience of our Lord. So all of the prophets of the Old Testament, they each have a unique story to them and trials that they had to overcome and different crowds that they were speaking to and problems to address. But Jeremiah, here he cries out in a moment of desperation. He exclaims there's terror on every side, and he describes how his friends are now on the watch for any misstep of his. A very traumatic experience coming from Jeremiah. He seems to be surrounded on all sides by persecutors, and he seems to be almost without help. And then in the responsorial psalm, there are several psalms that speak to a place of distress. This is one such psalm, and our response was, In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. And in our gospel passage, our Lord is being surrounded on all sides by persecutors and naysayers. And so, looking at all this together, to see the many parallels that are being drawn up for us, I think one of the big meta lessons for us is, yes, the Bible is primarily a book about our salvation history, how our God is calling us and bringing us back to him, But I would say, secondarily, and in light of what we've just shared, the Bible is a profoundly human book. It speaks to beautifully human experiences. And this is why it pains my heart when I hear perhaps a youth or otherwise say to me, "Father, I don't know what the Bible has to do with me. It's thousands of years old." It is thousands of years old, but it is profoundly human, and it speaks to the human experience on a deep spiritual level. The events that are recalled in here that are experienced both in the Old Testament and in the New, and even by our Lord himself, they're very common, very well known. Perhaps some of you watching or listening can share in the experience of either Jeremiah or our Lord. Perhaps you felt overwhelmed on all sides even. Perhaps you felt that your friends have turned against you, that there is no recourse for help surrounding you, and this overwhelming sensation can be quite overpowering. In that, you can have a sympathy that is found within these sacred scriptures, knowing that our Lord experienced just the same thing and that he is with you in your suffering. Keep in mind this profoundly human character of the scriptures, but also at the same time, the profoundly divine character of the sacred scriptures, how it is still the story of bringing us back to God and how he is with us in the thick of it, even in the darkest of moments. Keep this spirit in mind and don't be afraid to engage sacred scripture. You will find many places where these holy words that are thousands of years old, yes, do resonate even with your own personal life. Your life will be found within the pages of this book, and the Lord's divine providence and his grace will also be communicated to you through this book. I hope this fosters within all of us a great appreciation for the Bible, for these beautiful stories that have been presented to us, and I hope they also get us excited for this most sacred time that we are about to enter in Holy Week, and most especially the sacred Paschal Triduum. My friends, I invite you to please rise and let us turn to our Heavenly Father to present these prayers of petition and intercession. Let us pray for Pope Francis and his intentions for the Church and the world, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. We pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will make wise decisions that protect the dignity of life in all its stages and circumstances. We pray to the Lord. For those who evangelize and for all those Christians who are suffering and persecuted for their faith, that they find great strength in Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the poor and the hungry, the depressed and the lonely, that they will be cared for and shown compassion by people of goodwill, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Irene Bauer, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, as we draw ever closer to the most sacred time of the entire year, we ask you to keep us close to your Son and help us learn from him. May our hearts and minds be guided to your love and truth. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May
Grant, O merciful God, that we may be worthy to serve ever fittingly at your altars, and there to be saved by constant participation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that dead to sin we might live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May the unfailing protection of the sacrifice we have received never leave us, O Lord, and may it always drive far from us all that would do us harm. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you will join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your servants who seek the grace of your protection may be free from every evil and serve you in peace of mind. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.